Well, joining us now for more on the tax plan is Larry Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury under President Clinton. He's also President Emeritus of Harvard University. Larry Summers, welcome back. And are you surprised that it looks like Republicans were able to get the votes for this?
I'm not that surprised politically. They had a majority, after all, in both houses, and this has long been a Republican priority. I'm more disturbed than surprised because of what this tax bill means for fairness in America, disturbed rather than surprised because what this tax bill means for our ability to invest in the country, because of what it means for the health care of poor Americans, especially poor American children.
Well, let's go through a couple of those, and starting with income inequality. What do you think this bill is going to do when it comes to income inequality in this country?
We're going to be a less equal, less fair society as a consequence of this bill. The Republicans make arguments that benefits will trickle down. A few may. But when they do the analysis, they ignore, for example, the effects of their change in the estate tax, which only benefits Americans in the top 0.2% of the income distribution. So I think it's pretty clear that most of the money here is going to go to people who are already quite wealthy, and that there are a variety of provisions that, for example, privilege real estate investors, privilege those who derive income from royalties. Frankly, while we can't see all the data because he doesn't make his tax returns available, on the basis of everything we know, this is a bill that's designed almost to improve the president's tax position.
Probably the centerpiece of this bill is the cut in the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 21%. Do you think that doing that, at least, will help encourage companies to bring some of the cash that they're stashing overseas back into the United States?
I think the effect will be fairly marginal and may even be offset by the increased incentives that many companies will have to locate profits abroad because of the shift to so-called territorial taxation. You know, people talk about this cash coming home, but reality is that most of the companies that have cash abroad, companies like Apple, have very substantial cash at home. And if they had attractive investments that they wanted to make, they could do it out of the cash they already have at home. So I think the largest effects of this change will be to encourage more stock buybacks and to encourage more dividends. And yes, that will recycle some money into our economy, but it will do it primarily by benefiting people who are very wealthy.
What about the impact on the debt? The analyses are that this bill will add more than $1 trillion to the national debt. What are you looking for in terms of effects of that, of adding that much debt?
There are two kinds of effects. One is we're going to have a starved public sector. We're going to invest less in our national security because of the pressures that will be on the government budget. We're going to invest in less in things like children's health. So the first adverse effect is going to be on national security, on the most vulnerable, on critical public investments. The second adverse effect is that when you borrow more and put more pressure on the economy at a moment when really unemployment is already very low, inevitably the consequence is higher interest rates. And those higher interest rates will mean bigger payments for anybody with a floating rate mortgage. They'll mean less affordability of housing for young families, reduced availability of credit, as the credit that potentially could have been available to a guy starting a business is now going to be sucked up holding the government's debt. So there was a really compelling case years ago when we had very large unemployment and unemployed resources for measures to inject more money into the economy. But it's hard to imagine a worse moment than a moment when the Fed is already raising rates and when the economy is approaching capacity.
Do you think that if Democrats are able to win back, let's say, the House and the Senate next year, that they should try to undo these tax cuts?
I think repeal and replace was the wrong policy with respect to health care, but I think it's a powerful phrase, and this bill should be repealed and replaced with a much more appropriate bill that does do what's necessary to spur private investment and to help companies compete, but does it without the biggest new set of tax shelter opportunities created in any tax legislation in the last half century.
That's Larry Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury under President Clinton, also President Emeritus of Harvard University. Larry Summers, thanks as always.
Thank you.